Looking back 50 years of AFN. The Alaska Federation of Natives, also known as AFN, was formed to deal with Native lands being taken. Alaska Natives have owned and occupied their homelands for thousands of years. The United States gave little attention to Native rights when it bought Alaska from Russia in 1867. No one cared about Native rights as fishing, mining, and logging started, and as military bases were being built. The federal government, private individuals, and lower 48 companies moved in with little thought to Native land rights. Congress made Alaska a state in 1958. It said the state could select 100 million acres of land. The new state began making plans to claim land, sometimes in multi-million acre chunks. Some of the land the state wanted was right under Native homes and villages, and plans were made to remove villages. Edward Itta is the former mayor of the North Slope Bureau.
Our leaders had a very, very strong belief and conviction that this is ours.
Native activist Willie Hensley of Kotzebue is an author and former legislator.
The fact that we're on the verge of literally losing control of our space that our people had occupied for tens of thousands of years. Now, that was the real, the emotional and shocking comprehension of what was built into the Statehood Act.
Across Alaska, Natives organized as they joined or formed regional associations. People with 17 of those Native organizations met in 1966 in Anchorage, Alaska. Approximately 400 Native people came together to talk about the need to protect their land rights. That was the beginning of the Alaska Federation of Natives. Looking back, 50 years of AFN is a production of Quantic Broadcast Corporation.